Welcome back to Vaping Raven, Life of Vapor. Here we are again with our new episode. Today we are going to talk about Lost Vape Orion Bar 7500, a disposable for real vapers, powered by RavenRoute.com, one of the best place to fulfill all your vaping needs. Let's back to the topic. The Orion Bar 7500 is the new disposable e-cig from Lost Vape. Lost Vape is a name that carries weight in the vape market and has been associated with high-quality vape tech and manufacturing, particularly after their inclusion of the Evolve DNA chipset in a refillable pod vape. Also known as the Orion, where the Orion Bar gets its name from, Lost Vape became a brand that floats to the surface when conjuring up solid vape brands. Does the Orion Bar live up to that name? I'm not so sure. Let me explain the background marketing of the device. With 15 flavors to choose from, the Orion Bar contains 5% nicotine, up to 7,500 puffs, 18 ml of juice, and a rechargeable battery with a 650 mAh capacity. The Orion Bar also comes equipped with an airflow controller that goes from a tight MTL to a restricted lung hit. As a longtime vapor that's knowledgeable about big names in the marketplace, a vape product that bears the name Lost Vape has a certain standard, better yet, an expectation that comes with it in terms of build and vape quality. See if the Orion Bar met my expectations, or whether it's just another cool-looking disposable. Let's get to it. Price: $11.90. At Raven Root flavors: aloe grape, banana cake, blueberry raspberry, cool mint, grape energy, lush ice, mango ice, orange ice, peach mango watermelon, pineapple ice, pineapple lemonade, pink lemonade, rainbow drop, sour apple ice, strawberry kiwi. How does it hit? The Lost Vape Orion Bar 7500 has a decent MTL draw up to a restricted lung hit. For me, the restricted lung hit works better than the MTL draw. Although the device has adjustable airflow, the MTL draw feels weak until it starts to veer into the restricted lung category. The restricted lung hit feels more native to how this vape wants to perform. I keep mine all the way open. That said, it still feels like a weak hit even with the airflow open. The throat hit is okay, but not very impactful. Although the nicotine is 5%, it hits like it's synthetic nicotine, which doesn't have as strong a throat hit. Luckily, there are no issues like getting juice in the mouth, spitting, or popping. In general, the experience with drawing on the device doesn't have typical issues, but it also misses the mark with the basics of a good vape, since the hits feel weak. How long do they last? These batteries don't last long, and they feel underpowered. Compared with the Elfer BC5000, which also has a battery rated at 650 mAh, the Orion Bar does not measure up for battery performance. Similarly disappointing, the stated 18 ml of juice seems like a gross exaggeration. There are times when the hit seems stressed out, teetering on dry hits, like the device is almost empty. Almost from the moment it's removed from the package, the Lost Vape Orion performs like another disposable. Once they're almost finished, there's no pass-through charging, and the battery takes about 45 minutes to an hour to charge. Pros: cons: classic box mod design, comfortable mouthpiece, adjustable airflow, durable design, 15 flavors to choose from, rechargeable USB-C, charging muted flavor, weak hits, underpowered battery, 18 ml, is an exaggeration, mediocre battery performance, no pass-through charging. I had high hopes for the Lost Vape Orion Bar, especially because I like Lost Vape as a brand. Unfortunately, the Orion Bar failed to meet my expectations. The design is subjectively cool, and the quality of the construction is objectively well made, but the performance is below the standards associated with Lost Vape. If I were searching for a disposable vape, I'd sooner recommend the Elf Bar or Lost Mary.